This is USP Canaan, a federal prison in northern Pennsylvania. Definitely not a great choice for a destination wedding. I've subsisted in hell holes like this for the last 25 years. And to keep what's left of my brain from deteriorating, I read some very good literature and wrote some very bad poems and tried to avoid getting shanked for a second time. I remember when I was 17, my father asked what I wanted to be. Would I like to be a barber like him? I laughed in his face. I wanted to be a successful gangster. In retrospect, I asked myself if what I chose was worth 25 years of my life. The answer is no, not 25 seconds. I married this life, and after keeping my mouth shut for all these years, I'm gonna see if it married me back. About scores.
What?
There's a party, right?
Long Island.
What?
Long Island.
Why?
They gave me an address.
Whose house is this?
I didn't say.
Supposed to wait here. They're ready for you.
Gang's all here.
There he is.
Nice place you got here. How you doing, Chicken?
You better than me, Uncle Dwight. Remember Vince?
I do.
Have a seat.
At the head of the table.
That ain't the head, that's the ass.
Witty. Nico, Mario, you guys gotta stand behind me?
We're watching the door, Bernie, that's all.
Well, you can watch from anywhere, like that corner over there.
What can they do? Someone comes through the door, way the fuck over there, Dwight.
You expecting company, Goody?
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, I just don't like guys standing behind me.
Easy, buddy, you're just watching the door.
Don't stand right, behind my fucking back.
Just give him some space.
I've been. Right. It's not a good idea.
Touch base. Relax. Sit down, Dave.
Not exactly the welcome I was expecting.
Business first.
How is business?
Oh, it's tough.
Am I supposed to be talking to him or to you?
Chicky's my underboss now.
And Vince is one of my capos.
A lot of changes.
25 years. I was a kid when you went away.
I got news for you. You're still a kid, so enjoy it.
Like I was saying, things are tough. Not like when you were around.
No, it was easy when I was
just
around.
Just a little bit. Listen to my son. Look. I don't know what you're expecting, okay? Now that you're back. But we can't just rewind the clock.
I'll tell you what I'm expecting, that way you'll know. I'm expecting, after doing 25 years to save your father's ass for murder, to save your ass, whacking a guy who I actually liked, who didn't deserve it, I'm expecting some form of adequate compensation.
What do you think? We're not gonna take care of you.
Are you?
Yes. Tulsa.
What the fuck is Tulsa?
It's a city in Oklahoma.
I know it's a city in Oklahoma. I can read a map. What the fuck are you talking about?
I want you to go there. Plant the flag, get it set up.
You serious?
Oh, yeah.
Dwight, I've been there. The horse race, the Springboard Mile. It's wide fucking open. It's the future. There's nobody doing nothing. You could earn like crazy. Do whatever the fuck you want.
But I'd be doing it in Oklahoma.
There's nothing left for you here. I'm sorry. But time just doesn't stop because you fucking went away.
Nothing left for me here. Pete, you remember my wife? Marie, she divorced me when I went inside. And my daughter, Tina, I haven't talked to her in 18 years. She hates me. I took an oath, and I honored it. I kept my mouth shut for 25 fucking years. And now all I got to my name is a few bucks, my suit and mothballs, this watch, and a fucking pinky ring that you gave me. Now, you got the balls to tell me that after everything I've been through, after everything I've lost, after everything I've done for this family, your family, fuck! There's nothing left for me!
Hey! You don't understand how this fucking works. They told you where the fuck to go. That's it.
I don't understand. Listen, I made my bones when you were in fucking diapers.
Well, now you're wearing diapers.
Boom.
Oh, hey!
What?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, I'm not out of my mind. This guy has no respect.
He's a capo.
Right. To you, Pete, not to me. This wasn't our deal. Jesus Christ, I came here with some sense of honor.
You talk about compensation. I'm giving you a whole entire fucking city.
You're giving me fucking banishment.
You kick up $5,000 a week to start.
Sure, why not? Tulsa. Yeah, why not? It'd be nice to breathe some fresh air.
Lost that girl down in the north, chasing some old fool.
whiskey river. Got me trying to swim upstream.
Oh, what the hell's that?
It's a grasshopper. They're harmless.
That thing's the size of my cock.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm more endowed than that, so... God damn, lady.
Relax. It's holy water. It's holy water.
You should gargle with it with that mouth.
Church of God, folks, bless the shit out of you. You're not careful. Need a cap?
Actually, I do.
Let me get you right here, then. Name's Tyson. Welcome to Tulsa. Where to, man?
Hotel.
Which one?
One where no one will break my balls.
Straight up. Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash out, cash
out. Why do they call this place a Sooner State?
Well, you got the football team, plus also the history, you know, when people first came in and shit. The settlers.
When was that?
Back in the day, I guess. I don't know.
You're not curious?
Not really.
You know what would be nice? If someone invented a device where you can look this shit up, that would really be great.
You tripping, man? This is the iPhone, man. You... oh, you fucking with me, man. You... well, I can't look it up right now. I'm driving right now.
Yeah, right, forget it. A lot of churches around here.
It's the Bible Belt, my man. Mm-hmm. You in the buckle. What's this, a wedding? Funeral?
Business.
What kind of business?
The none of your fucking business kind of business.
I like that. It's gangster gotta be a gangster, huh?
What'd you call me?
Say what?
You call me a gangster?
I ain't call you no gangster. I said a gangster gotta be a gangster.
Wouldn't that make me a gangster?
Look, man, you obviously ain't met no black folks, so you...
I met more black folks than you can count.
Then you would know. You can call anybody a gangster. It's like saying they cool.
You think a gangster's cool?
All right, it's like calling a dude a player. Except I say gangster. I ain't saying you in a gang. Even though you one gangster-looking motherfucker back
You better there. Stop calling me that, pal.
Hey, look, ain't nobody gonna tell me what to say in my own cab. You got that?
Gangster. You know what? Someone's gonna slap some good grammar in your mouth.
Hey, anybody gonna talk to me like that in my own damn cab?
Excuse me. Hey, you want some gangster? I'll give you a gangster. Stop the car. What is that place?
It's a dispensary. It's where they sell marijuana.
So anybody can just walk in there?
Yeah, it's a store, man. What you mean?
Who runs it?
Whoever owns it.
No, I mean, who runs this neighborhood? Like, what crew runs it?
No crew up in here, man. You in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I got that. Why don't you pull over there and wait a little bit until I come out? This will compensate you for your time.
You see your medical ID?
It's okay. I'm just looking around. It's okay. I'm not going to buy anything.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I just got into town. I'm just looking around, and I'm wondering, how does all this work?
Oh, depends on what you're looking for. Mm. We got gummies, mm-hmm. actual flour, mm-hmm. CBD oil, creams, strictly for medicinal purposes. If you're just looking to get high, let me know.
Take credit cards.
It's cash only, sorry.
Really? Oh. You only have one guard and no cameras. Where I come from, very risky.
We don't get much crime here.
Oh, that's good. So who owns this shithole?
Excuse me?
I said, who owns this shithole?
Bodie?
Where's Bodie?
In his office?
Are you asking me or telling me? Go get Bodie.
I can't leave the desk, man.
Hey, put down the pork rinds and get Bodie.
What?
You heard me, Jumbo. Get Bodie.
Listen, asshole, take a hike. Come on, man. It's time to go.
You got a tire iron?
Yeah, I can go to the back and...
Forget it.
Hey, yo, that's my juice. Shh.
Anybody got the time?
Listen, mister, I told you...
Oh, my God!
Okay, what the fuck, Clint?
You must be Bodie.
Who are you?
What's your name again?
Clint.
Clint. Stand next to Clint.
Is this a robbery? Fuck. Fred? Oh, my God. Is he dead?
No, he's taking a break. Excuse me, sweetheart. Are you waiting for an engraved invitation?
I'm way too fucking high for this. Can I just wait it out over here, please?
Put your phone on the counter and take a seat. I need to see your books.
My books?
Your books, your ledgers, files, whatever you got.
Are you from the government?
I just knocked your guard out cold, and you think I'm a CPA?
So you're not with the government?
Let's take a walk. Look at these numbers. You're making a fortune. So where are you keeping this money?
It's in the bank. I swear it's in the bank.
Only states legalize this stuff. You put that money in the bank, and the feds will have it by morning. Even you're smart enough to know that.
I'm not lying to you.
Let me paint you a picture. You see my shoe?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the heel of my right shoe, which is very sharp, and stomp it very hard on the top of your left foot, breaking at least 3 or 4 metatarsals. It's excruciating. I don't wanna do it. So let me ask you again. Could it be in the desk? Could it be in the microwave? Or could the safe be behind that silly poster? You don't need to put yourself through this thing. I want to be your friend. I want you to be my friend. I don't want to hurt your feet. Just open the safe, please. My God. How much you got there?
$500,000.
This is how it's going to work. I'm going to take 20% a week. Hey, we all got bosses. Even I answer to somebody. But in exchange, I'll protect you from the gangs.
What gangs?
And the law.
This is legal.
And if you get attacked by locusts, I'll spray them. Please, don't make me have to be an asshole about this. Okay? I protect you, and you pay me a commission. Capiche?
That's really all you're gonna take?
What did I just say? We're partners. You make the money, and I make sure you keep it. Do we have a deal?
Do I have a choice?
Absolutely not.
What happened to my bottle? I was thirsty.
It's got blood all over it. Open the door. Well, you're not driving a cab. What kind of car do you drive?
Just a repo man took it.
Here's some money. I want you to buy me this car.
A Navigator?
Yep, new one, black, and you drive for me now.
What?
$2,000 a week.
My gangster!
Let's go to the hotel. Stop with that gangster shit. Okay, Tyson, I need you here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Wear a collared shirt, 10 a.m.
All right, you got it, boss.
Can I help you, Mr.
Manfredi? Can you call me a cab?
Oh, we don't really get a lot of cabs around here, but you can call an Uber.
Oh, yeah? What's the number?
There's no number. You just use the app on your phone.
Oh. Do you have an app on your phone?
Of course.
Miss McNamara, call me an Uber. Oh.
I've been working this job 9 to 5.
The seat taken?
It's all yours. Evening.
How you doing?
Good. What'll it be?
Well, I assume you don't have Chianti.
You assume correctly.
Okay.
What you need's a bourbon.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, because I was really hoping you'd buy me one.
Yeah, forgive my friend here, mister. He's a goddamn mooch.
Hey, the answer is always no until you ask. I have a bourbon for me and my two pals here.
See?
Bourbon it is.
See, now we're talking.
Is it all right to eat here?
Best eating house.
And what do you suggest?
You find better ribs in Tulsa, you let me know.
Ah, then ribs it is.
So where's home, friend?
I'm gonna give you two guesses, but I bet you get it on one.
New York.
You're good. Very good. I couldn't help notice. Are those lizard boots you're wearing?
Yes, sir, they are. Made in Texas, just like me.
Hey, check these out. Made in Italy, like my old man.
How about that? We both like dinosaurs.
There you go. Salud.
Salud.
I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure that's not a Lincoln Navigator.
It's my mom's.
And?
I had to go home and get it after the car dealership.
And where's the Navigator?
He wouldn't sell me one.
You show him the cash?
What happened was he called me a crack dealer, threatened to call the police.
Take me there.
How can I help you?
Use the drivetrain from the Toyota?
No one's gonna know. What are you worried about?
Uh-huh. Listen, let me call you back.
Donnie Shore. What can I do you for?
Barry Como. Nice to meet you. It seems we have a slight misunderstanding. See, my associate was in earlier trying to buy that navigator that you got downstairs, but you wouldn't sell it to him.
Oh, boy, I'm so sorry.
Why, Donnie?
Well, you know, it was a total misunderstanding, like you said yourself.
The truth is, he's a good kid. Probably never had a day of trouble in his life. You know, see, the problem is, you see a young black guy with a mountain of money, and right away you say, hey, he's got to be a drug dealer. But I walk in a nice suit, and you're not afraid anymore. See, the irony is, he's afraid of the wrong thing.
I'm not following.
Well, follow this.
I'll call the police.
Let me get the phone for you. Here's the deal, Donnie. You got to sell my friend over here, the Black Navigator, for $50,000 cash.
Loaded.
Loaded. Deal?
Okay.
This wasn't necessary. This is crazy. I forgot how good ice cream is.
They didn't give you ice cream in jail?
No. Usually it was tiramisu.
That's a joke, right?
Hey. Enough. I'm gonna go wash up. I'll meet you back at the car. We're gonna go see Bodie. How you doing, Fred?
I've been better.
Here you go. Try the Advil.
Yeah, thanks.
What's with this puss? That's how you welcome customers?
Are you a customer now?
You know, you're in the service business. You gotta be welcoming. This is Tyson, by the way.
What's up?
I got something for you. Security camera. And before you say anything, yes, I get the irony. So, how much did we make today?
We made a little over $5,000 so far.
You're a sarcastic little prick, aren't you? So tell me, where do you get your weed from?
There's a greenhouse and a 40-acre farm a couple hours north of here. That's where I buy. They're licensed.
Who are they?
A guy named Jimmy.
Is he a front for somebody? Because a lot of these farms are fronts for cartels. You got to know your risks.
There was no risk until you came along.
You know, the feds could waltz in here right now, take every dollar you got, and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
What do you suggest I do?
Clean it.
Do you mean launder it?
I mean like George fucking Jefferson. The TV show before your time had a lot of dry cleaners. Not important. What's important is you get that money out of here as fast as you can.
Yeah, isn't that illegal?
You sell pot, for Christ's sake.
And where should I put it?
Tanning salons. Used to be big business. Now they're big losers. Clubs, discos.
A disco?
Whatever you call them nowadays.
I just don't want to get in trouble.
There's more than one kind of trouble, Bodie, especially when you have money like that in the safe. You listen to what I'm saying. If you need me, I'll be at the Western Plains.
Western Plains?
What?
It's a dump.
What's the best hotel in Tulsa?
The Mayo.
So why am I not staying there?
You said you wanted to be in a place that wasn't gonna bust your balls, right? So I put you in the Western Plains. You can do your illegal business stuff.
Go get my stuff. I'm going to check into the mail. Then I need you to drop me off at a place called the Bread to Buck.
What the hell is that?
Cowboy bar. What do I know? In the future, if anyone asks what I do for a living, you tell them I'm an industrialist.
What does that even mean?
My point exactly. Nobody knows.
How you holding in, Pops?
I'm doing all right.
My dad. Don't trust leaving him home alone, so I take him to work with me so as I can babysit. I'm Mitch, by the way.
Dwight.
Why is our name Dwight, huh?
Dwight David Manfredi. My parents are proud immigrants that named me after the greatest general of the 20th century.
Let me ask you something. How long were you in the joint?
I was about to ask you the same thing. 25 years, last 6 in Canaan. You?
A little over 8 in Lone Pope.
Excuse me. Are you famous?
I hope not.
Are you sure?
Well, sweetheart, if you have to ask if someone's famous, they're not famous.
Oh, can we take a picture with you?
I don't mean this in a bad way, but I'd rather not.
Well, you're no fun.
Tell me about it. So how long have you had this joint?
A little over 5 years. I was on the circuit. Bull ride.
Bull ride? Really?
Got busted up. Addicted to pain pills. Ran into a little trouble. Then I started flying right.
Well, here's the clear skies.
Hey! Why are you rude to my friend?
I wasn't being rude. I just don't like having my picture taken.
Why? Are you wanted or something?
Nobody wants me.
Not that bad.
It's the nicest thing anyone ever said to me.
Well, you messed up because they're gonna invite you to the party.
What party?
Karaoke Castle.
Sounds exciting, but I wouldn't really call that a party.
What do you call a party?
Stage.
What's your name?
Frank.
Just keep the pervs away from the lady, okay?
You're the boss.
Tough guys don't dance.
You don't take pictures, you don't dance. What do you do?
Well, if I wasn't a gentleman, I just might tell you.
Well, if I wasn't a lady, maybe I'd want you to.
Do something.
You live around here?
Yeah, I'm out with the mail.
You want to show me your mini bar?
Have you had enough already?
We better hurry up before I sober up and lose my nerve. You got a car?
No, not yet. But we'll figure it out.
Hey, can I wear your robe?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this was very fun.
Yeah, it was great. Just a little rusty, you know. Been a while.
Really? Oh, you got a cigarette?
No, I don't smoke.
I wouldn't have pegged you as the Boy Scout.
Why not?
Accent, the tattoos, affinity for very classy strip clubs.
I'm new in town.
Are you married?
I was, a long time ago. You?
Middle of a divorce. You were actually the deciding factor.
How's that?
Well, I figured if I could actually go through with it, there was no turning back.
I'm glad to be your Rubicon.
What's that?
That's a river in Italy that Julius Caesar crossed. You know, the idiom is, it's the point of no return.
How old are you? Seriously.
Well, why don't you just say, hey, Dwight, where were you when JFK got assassinated?
All right. Where the fuck were you?
I was a senior in high school.
Seriously? That would make you what?
75. Big ones.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I mean, I would have said you were a hard 55.
Hard's the key word here, isn't it?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm gonna go.
Is it the age gap?
No, this is not an age gap. This is an age canyon.
Are you hungry? I can call room service.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
I don't even know your name.
You know, probably better to keep it that way.
You know, normally I would drive you home, but I can call you an Uber because I just got an app.
I'm good. Thank you. Seriously. Really, on it. You know what? I had a good time.
Maybe I'll see you around.
It was nice meeting you. Bye.
So this is Tulsa. Nice enough place, but for me, a prison nonetheless. That's not a complaint, it's just a fact. The result of a lifetime of bad choices.
Hello?
Eddie, it's Armand.
The Oklahoma kid.
Listen to me. Is there any fucking possibility I just saw Dwight Manfredi in Tulsa?
I guess you could say I was banished. Exiled, sentenced to start from scratch. And that's fine. You want me to earn? I'll earn. I'll earn so much money you'll choke on it.
And in addition to over $500,000 in stolen ammo, we're also tracking the shipment of stolen AR-15s, which more than likely will go to the highest bidder among the local militia groups. And finally, our friends at the FBI have alerted us to a new visitor. Not really our purview, but a high-ranking mafia capo who was recently released from prison has decided to grace Tulsa with his presence. The White Man Freddy, a.k.a. Ike, or sometimes Cinque Stelle, which means five-star in Italian. At least two murders to his credit, both in the 90s, but we are not to assume he's some toothless tiger.
Abandon me, ostracize me, alienate me from my friends and family, all the people I love, I'll survive. Here I am, bloody, but not beaten. Down, but not out. From this point on, this city and everything in it belongs to me. I You would think for $2,000 a week, you open the door.
Seriously?
No, but it would have been nice. I need to talk to your supplier.
You got a last name, we'll shoot you.
What's that mean?
Non-Indian person who steals the fat.
It's a first.
What does your family think about you being here?
The thing with Vince. You gotta make this go away.
Not your mob family, your real family.
I haven't seen my daughter in 18 years. There's nothing left for me in New York.